Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi and Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Ein Mekablin Soin Barzal Meyisor B'pnei Shehu Ribis, Ava Mekablin Soin Barzal Min Akum V'Lavim Mehem U'Marvin Oysam B'Ribis V'Chein Beger Toishav. One is not allowed to accept Soin Barzal from Yisor because it's Ribis, but one may accept it from a Gentile. And we'll explain what this is in the Gemara. One may borrow from them and lend to them with ribis, means from a Gentile, and the same is true for a ger toishav. Malvehu yisol al ma'oisav shel akum midas ha'akum avaloi midas yisol. One can lend a yisol with the money of a goy, a Gentile, with a Gentile's agreement, but not with a yisol's agreement. And the Gemara will explain all this. The Gemara says, Ezu tzoin barzel. What is tzoin barzel? Hayu lefanav me'at tzoin, amal leharei hein asuyis alecha b'me'a shel zav, Vladim the Chalva Megidosam Shelcha, Ibe Mesu at Chai Bacho Yason, Vat Maleli Sela Shokal Achas Vachas Meshacha Bachoina, Osa. If a person had 100 sheep and he said, they are evaluated for you, means that you are now going to owe me an equivalent amount for 100 gold coins, and their offspring, their fats, and their shearings are yours. But if they die, you're responsible, and at the end, you have to pay me a Sela for each of them. This is Osa. So the Gemara now asks the question. Rabbi Yemir asks, Taman at Amat Soin Barzel Lerishoin, Bacha at Amat Lesheni. There in Maseches Bechorus you said that Soin Barzel goes to the first original owner if a Gentile owned a mother and Yisrael, who was caring for the mother, had a right to any offspring was born, the sheep would still belong to the Gentile. And here you say that it goes to the second one and it's an Issa of Ribis. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yosi, Taman, Chi'ika Lerishoin, Vladan Lerishoin, Bamhacha Ikan Lesheni, Vladan Lesheni. Over there, the mother belongs to the Gentile, and the offspring also belong to the Gentile, and the soul is just caring for them and receiving a portion. But over here, the sheep and the offspring have become the property of the shepherd. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question. Taman at Amma, Noise Sacha, Chayev ala Oinsin, Asa. Acha at Amma, Noise Sacha, Chayev ala Oinsin, Mutter. Over there was a brisa in Bav Metzia in Bavli, on Daf Samach Tes on the base, teaches that if one gave a cow to his friend in order to divide the earnings, the recipient can say to him that he views the cow as being worth 30 dinar, which is actually the current price at the time that he receives it, and then he'll pay him for a seller for it per month. You say that since a paid watchman is liable for accidental loss, it becomes like a loan, and is an issue of ribis. However, here in our Mishnah, you say that even though he's liable for accidental damage, it's still permitted. And the Gemara answers, Loi pa'amim shemasne shoy mechinam liyos kashoyl. In our Mishnah, the recipient became responsible both for accidental loss and also for its depreciation, and therefore he can't be considered a watchman who became a borrower, because even a borrower is not responsible for depreciation. And therefore it's considered a loan and it's asa. However, in the Brisa, he didn't accept responsibility for this depreciation, and therefore he's considered to be a watchman who became a borrower rather than a loan, and it's therefore permitted.